Andrew Short, winner, Team USA, brought it home for the country. Red, white, and blue, and I knew you could, and I'm proud to be it. Wait, no, never mind. Talk about your day, man, gnarly.
Dream come true. It was an honor to put the red, white, and blue on and race. This race is really special, obviously, because the Nations was in our home country, but in Colorado, where I grew up, and it was tough. We know we had to come through some adversity, but it seemed like it all came together at the end, and I was really happy to pull through, and it was tough, but my starts definitely helped out today. I ripped every hole shot there was and put myself in a good position and just dealt with, you know, what was on the track from there on out.
First moto we came together with Townley. My Twitter was blowing up that it was really bad. Talk about that. I mean, from looking at you right now, it looks like it was a good hit.
Yeah, I'm beat up. It was gnarly. It was dirty. I hope it wasn't intentional.
But you hope he missed the breaking point and then flew into you, or like, you know what I mean? Like, it was.
I don't know. I haven't seen it on TV. I didn't have eyes behind my head. All I know is I got hit. Both wheels went off the ground. My whole body just like got exploded. So from my eye all the way down to my hip is just messed up. And you know, that's racing, I guess. And there's always gonna be situations like that. And you know, my goal today was to help out America and U.S. the best I could. And my job was you know, to get going again and put what happened behind me and just go forward.
No clutch.
Yeah, no clutch. I felt like kind of a goon out there in some of the tight turns. My feet were coming off the pegs. And, you know, but what do you do? Right. Roger, Mitch, Eric from Honda, everybody just told me whatever happens, do not pull off, do not quit, keep going forward. And that I did. And it hurt, but second moto, you know, turned around for me.
Right, second moto, you come out. Now, you didn't know this, you just told me you were 5 points down to Germany going into that third moto. But you and Dungy came out 1-2 and been smooth sailing from there.
Yeah, I think we're actually six down. Everybody was nervous. I didn't even want to ask. I knew if I pulled a hole shot, it was on, and I was tired. You know, the recovery in between the motos was really short, and I just did the best. I was kind of hurting in the middle a little bit, but then dug deep and tried my best. I saw some Suzuki guys coming at the end from Belgium and picked it up a little bit again, so it was good. And unbelievable day. I'll never forget this day for the rest of my life. And it was something that is just really special, and I can't believe it happened.
And guys like me that were watching you when you got together with Townley, you took a long time to get going.
Yeah, I was dazed, and you know, I was hurting really bad, really sore. And then when I picked up my bike, I realized I didn't have a clutch driver. I was like, oh man, now what, you know? But I just jammed it down there, and it was funny. And some of the small turns, I felt like a goon, but the tight ones. But I just started sweeping stuff and trying to pick off people, and it was tough.
Oftentimes, I think how much I want to be like you, because, you know, you're a millionaire, you got a beautiful family, factory Honda rider. But today, being Team USA at Lakewood, hole shotting, leading, doesn't get any better.
Yeah, like I said, it's a dream come true. I grew up here in Colorado. I rode this track on 50s and 60s, and all my family and friends were here. And, you know, it's basically, like, it's all going to go downhill from here. So I'm just trying to soak it in, and it was an awesome experience. The whole atmosphere was amazing, from Alpine Stars at the food to the red, white, and blue gear that Fly made, the bike with Honda, and everything. It was just amazing, so awesome.
How hard was it, though, to stay focused with friends and family and 8 million USA fans? Like, how hard was it for you to find your time to get worried about motos and stuff?
Yeah, it wasn't hard to get focused. Everybody here was, you know, I just was on my own. But the hardest thing is you have to wear so many shirts, different hats, go here, go there, right, sign this. There's a lot that goes along with it. But, you know, that's part of being on Team USA, and I'm honored to be a part of it and ride with Trey and Ryan. And I'd do twice that if I had to be a part of this team. I realize they had a choice with some other guys, and I was very fortunate to be a part of it, and just really excited that it turned out the way it did. And you know, it's awesome.
How about Roczen?
Yeah, Roczen was going fast. I was so nervous when I pulled that hole shot, and with everything, I was just kind of trying to let everything sort out and find my groove, and then I got taken out. So I guess he was fast. I never really got to ride behind him that much, but yeah, he's good, but I think Trey is, you know, just as good.
Yeah. What was the team like with you and Trey and Ryan? Was there a lot of communication? I mean, were you guys, you know, you battle each weekend, but how was it?
It's cool. Yeah, there was some communication. We're all real similar. It was weird, you know, going around the track and, like, Suzuki guys are cheering for you, Factory Connection. Normally, Factory Connection is cheering. In my class, it means Medi's right on my butt. So it's just cool to be a part of everything with everybody. And normally the people you compete against, now you're like broing down and sharing information and helping each other and real patriotic. So it's a unique experience, and that's kind of what makes it. And it's so special because of that.
Right. And I guess last question, when will the video be up on andrewshort.com?
I had the video camera like once this whole weekend, so I'm hoping somebody else got some film between my wife and the rest of the family. So I don't know, pretty sore, but I'll put it up.
Cool. Thank you.
Thanks.